Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Chairman. Allow me first of all to express my delegation's congratulations to you on assuming the chairmanship of this annual meeting of the high contracting parties to the CCW. I would like to assure you that you have the support and cooperation of my delegation. I would also like to express our gratitude to His Excellency Ambassador Amandeep Gill for his leadership and the excellent organization of the group of governmental experts work on emerging technologies in the field of laws, and our desire for the mandate of this group to be renewed in 2018. Chairman, the use of inhumane weapons unfortunately remains a reality in many regions of the world. Aside from the growing number of victims caused by them, these weapons are also holding back development in the states concerned. The serious humanitarian concerns suffered by the countries in question must give rise to greater mobilization from the international community to rid the world of these indiscriminate weapons that cause excessively injurious effects for civilian populations. In order to minimize the humanitarian impact of these weapons, we need to not just maintain but also promote the humanitarian objectives of the Convention by placing the protection of civilian populations at the heart of our concerns. In this context, the CCW and the CCW's protocols remain essential instruments to arrest and ultimately potentially overcome the challenges posed by this bitter reality. Mr. Chairman, the Kingdom of Morocco has always worked for the respect for the principles of international humanitarian law and for the elimination of all weapons representing a danger to civilian populations that have excessive injurious effects. On the subject of conventional weapons, Morocco is a party to the Convention on Certain Conventional Weapons and its amended Protocol 2 and Protocol 4. Its commitment to combat the scourge of these indiscriminate weapons is constant, sustained, and beyond doubt. In this respect, Morocco in the previous year has continued its efforts in the clearance operation conducted by the Royal Armed Forces. This allowed for the destruction of 585 anti-personnel mines, 25 bounding mines, 170 anti-tank mines, and 2,294 explosive remnants of war. Mr. Chairman, Morocco is convinced that the implementation of the Convention and its universality are necessary stages to once and for all eliminate the danger presented by these weapons, and we encourage all of the work done to increase its universality and promote international cooperation to encourage more states to accede to the Convention. Morocco welcomes Lebanon and Afghanistan and their recent accession to the Convention, and Morocco applauds the tangible results achieved in terms of promoting the universality of the Convention and the action of the sponsorship program, which is an effective tool to promote this universalization. Morocco also feels that only heightened cooperation and effective assistance to the countries in question will be able to completely eliminate the dangers posed by these weapons and, as a result, put an end to the human suffering and ensure populations can live a safe life. Before concluding, Mr. Chairman, allow me to say a word about the critical financial situation of the Convention, which is a major concern and which is urgent when it comes to the stability of the Convention. My delegation perfectly well understands the Chairman's wish to provide for the best conditions for the meetings scheduled under the framework of the Convention. This is an opportunity to call upon all states that have not yet done so to fulfill their financial obligations. Nevertheless, we feel that all provisions on this subject must be envisaged with the respect for the fundamental principles of the UN system in mind, guaranteeing the participation of all high contracting parties without any measure that could undermine the efforts of universalizing the Convention. Lastly, I would like to reiterate my delegation's readiness to continue efforts to strengthen the Convention and achieve its humanitarian goals. Thank you, Chairman.